Hello, and welcome to Believers Academy. My name is Jason.
And I'm Haley, and we want to talk to you today about how to stop spiritual drought. Let me ask you, Jason, have you ever experienced a time in your life when you just felt empty and dry, and that your prayers didn't seem to be answered, and you didn't know what to do about it?
I think every Christian has had that happen to them at one point or another, Haley. I know I have. Jesus knew we could be faced with this problem, so he told us that if we believe in him, we wouldn't have to be dry, but we could be alive with rivers of living water flowing from our hearts. John 7, 37-38 says, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, "Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from his heart."
That is right, Jason. And later in the Bible, we read where the Apostle Paul realized that Timothy needed energizing. So Paul sent word to help him get out of suffering and back into fulfilling God's assignment. The instruction was, stir yourself up. That's a good word, and it's for all of us, too. When we feel down, we need to stir ourselves up.
The most important thing to remember about this instruction is that the decision to stir yourself up is your choice, and it must be based on faith, not on feelings. You must stir yourself up. Every resource has been provided by God, and he's already given them to you. All you need is to stir those resources up.
And this is lesson one of a total of 10 video lessons in this Believers Academy series. Lessons 2 through 9 emphasize 8 steps to stop spiritual drought. The last lesson, video 10, gives an overview summary. In each lesson, we will share an aspect of stirring yourself up to energize and move toward the life God has planned for you. So, be sure to watch all of the lessons. At the end of each lesson, we will give you an action item to do that will boost your spiritual energy. Also, each lesson has a one-page downloadable document called Faith Activities. It's filled with tangible things you can do to stir yourself up to greater strengths in God.
Okay, before we go to the next lesson, let's make this declaration. In the name of Jesus, I choose to stir up the gift that's within me. I'm stirring up my faith and the love of God that's in me. I'm stirring myself up in the Spirit of the living God. I am stirred up.
Go ahead, make the choice now to stir yourself up with the life of God.
Now, here are today's action items you can start on to be strong in faith toward God. Be sure to download the additional faith activities under this video. Haley, what's our first assignment?
Stir yourself up by repeating the confession in this lesson every day. You can find it written as part of the download below.
Second, in your day-to-day activities, watch for reminders of God's love, faith, and power.
Third, start keeping a journal of events that are evidence of God's goodness to you and those around you.
Please come back to Believers Academy for more lessons about how to stop spiritual drought, because we're just getting started. And remember, Jesus is Lord.